You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, holy crap. Here it is. It's hour three. It's a Tuesday night. It's the 30th of October. Tomorrow is Halloween, and I'm not sure if anybody else in the studio is dressing up. I sure as fuck am not.
Well, by the time anyone's listening to this, it is at least Halloween, if not later, because it's the third hour.
Right.
I think I'm going to dress up as a lesbian.
Okay. Paula Deen?
No, but I saw Paula Deen. She was dressed up as Lucy the other day.
Shut up!
Yeah,
really?
She was on, and I think it was, I don't know, it's her son, whatever, it was Little Ricky. And it was really, anyway.
I thought about, funny. Because I've never been good at Halloween, which
I'm not either.
As homos, we're supposed to be, like, really great at Halloween. I've never been creative in that way to come up with costume ideas. But I thought about wearing my, you know, Battle of the Network Stars outfit with my short shorts and my, but I forgot.
Your profile picture on Q-Talk.
I forgot. Mm. Is it really?
Yep.
Yes,
I forgot.
Holding the tab?
No.
That's your picture.
Who knew we'd still be doing this 6 months later to regret those choices?
This is Joyce DeWitt.
Okay, you're right. I forgot to double check with, like, HR to see if I could. Because they sent out this big, like, paranoid email about Halloween costumes and Halloween decorations.
I went to HR for Q-Talk Arizona. Yeah. We don't have it.
And they were like, this is what you can. And basically it was, if you think it might be inappropriate, it probably is. So I don't know if I can wear those short shorts.
So you're
work.
Gonna. So you're going dressed.
Well,
as
it depends. Are you gonna drop anything?
As a condom? What are you gonna? What are you gonna
a
do?
A deuce.
I think I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna go dressed as a Friday employee because we can wear jeans.
Oh,
that's funny. You gotta have lots of flair.
What?
Like from MySpace or Facebook, whatever.
Flair. Office Space.
Oh, Office Space. Oh, I get it now. Flair. Yeah.
Other guys who have me, they'll appreciate my love. Oh, tell me, how does it feel?
And worthy of my best, right?
Get out of my car.
And now you like the rest. Unworthy of my best, baby.
Get out of my car.
Get out of my dreams.
Oh,
get into my clitoris.
Get onto the hood of my car.
Oh, the hood of my clitoris.
Now I see. I went past hood.
I will think of. I will
on purpose.
Too soon. Too soon.
Based on your story, I'm now going to think of 24th and Thomas in a different way because
I
never
knew. Missouri.
What did I say? Thomas? Yeah. Missouri. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never heard that story from you that I recall.
Now
well,
I
I'm
going to
be more careful.
But it really. But if you
and not listen to Jody Watley at all.
Take the cassettes out of your car.
Get them
out.
Take that little drive, and as you drive, you'll see it that the palm tree. If you're driving west, there's a palm tree
east.
Directly in your way.
East.
As you're driving from the west to the east. There is a palm tree right in your way, and you could see where you would, like, hesitate for a second and then want to hear a song again and then get T-boned.
Yeah, it's amazing that doesn't happen
every
hour.
I think super exactly. Slowly.
No, nobody ever wants to hear another song again.
But the funny thing is the cop said to me, and he was, you know, the seatbelt laws were all very new. This was 87, 88. Right. The seatbelt laws were all very new around the country, and he's like, you definitely would have had a shattered pelvis. He's like, there would be nothing left of your pelvis because It popped the seat. Like, it's the springs are what took me up because the and I just used to drive kind of like leaned over this way. So the way her car hit me, it sprung me out in the, like, it was perfect timing. Like, I should be dead because the car door was all the way into the middle console. Wow.
I would have no one to interrupt me, so I'm glad that you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. You tell whole stories all at once.
Just that's right.
So your stories would begin and end.
This could have never happened if any of the stories.
And some people would have been happy if it wouldn't have.
Yeah.
So is anybody dressing up on Halloween?
Halloween is dead to me. Okay. I did 14 years of costumes.
Exactly.
I'm
on board with Al.
And I did like 4 and 5 costumes a year, so I'm good.
I'm going to hand out candy for the first time tomorrow.
I'm coming to your house.
Which I normally. Well, you'd have to go to Albuquerque, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, I meant to mention this during.
So by my house, she means not at her house.
Yeah, not at my house. Well, hand it up to the kids.
These are sickening, and I'm putting them in my mouth.
What am I going to say, Clayton?
No, I say I'm going to do what I do every year mm-hmm. is I print I print a sign.
Oh, I know. I love this story.
In English and in Spanish, it says, "I'm sorry, I have no candy."
And which I think is brilliant.
No tengo dulce.
I don't know what it is. I just use Google Translator. I'm hoping it doesn't say, like, you invade my house and steal my
That's
shit.
Right. The key is here.
I have a funny story about that, but finish yours.
No, the only thing I have is I'm gonna lean on friends of mine who fluently know Spanish, unlike myself, so I can trust what they're saying.
My mom has been
no tengo dulce.
My mom's been the executive housekeeper at this hotel for like 30 years.
Means I don't have
has not bothered to learn a word of Spanish, even though all of her employees, you know, speak Spanish. So one day, one of her assistants, she
does she have a Guatemalan nanny?
Oh,
does she stab people?
No. One day, she wanted to tell something to one of the girls who worked for her who didn't speak any English, and one of her assistants, she was asking her, and she goes, "Oh yeah, Nancy, just tell her Besim Mikola." So.
Kula.
Doesn't that mean kiss my ass?
Yeah, yes. Kula.
Kula, Kula.
Besame Kula.
Besame Kula. So my mom goes up to this.
But it's very specific. It means asshole.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah. My mom goes up to this poor little girl. Let's call her Maria. And she says, "Maria, besame culo." And the little girl, "What, Nancy? Besame culo." And this woman's like, "No, I'm sorry, Nancy." And my mom's like, "What in the hell?"
That is
and
fantastic.
Then she turns around and those people are like cracking up. My mom just told this poor little Guatemalan girl to kiss her ass.
And I can't remember because I think culero, one of them. Culero,
is that a car?
Culero is ass.
It's a Camaro.
Like
I'm sorry.
That's a Valero.
No. One of them is a very. One of them is way more specific than the other. Yeah. Like culero and culo. One of them is.
Oh, you are eating those damn candy corns.
I know,
corns.
You know what? I don't even like them. So
we
like
can
them.
All agree they're gross, right?
Yeah.
So no, they're fantastic.
Why are we all eating them?
Thank you. I think I told you that about the cookies, about the Oreo cookies with candy corn. I'm
they're
like,
crack.
It's going to take me five like cookies right to remember that I find them filthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do next week about the election? Like, are we just going to stay on live till the president is like, I just can't leave. Like,
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
You guys, how long will it take you to get from here to a location with a TV?
Too long. I'd be too worried.
I agree.
You think in 5 minutes the world's going to end?
Yes.
I would want to see it.
Well,
I agree.
I agree. I think what we should do,
I'm not going to sit and try to figure out who
is. Because then we're either going to need to celebrate or kill ourselves.
Yeah.
No, but no. So I say we stay in the studio live, but there's got to be a time at which we decide we're done. Because at 2:15, I'm not going to be still sitting here.
Here's the deal.
So we're going to bring a lot of liquor.
We called. Well, I called in there. I'm going to sleep in there.
Okay. Studio A is going to be your slumber.
That's my room.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll bring a sleeping blanket and pillow. That's fun.
We could do that. We can have a total, like, little overnight thing.
I don't think you realize how seriously we take this.
You know, I mean, no, honestly, really... Buddy and I talked about this.
I have a smartphone.
Ago,
I can listen to it on the ride home.
We talked about this maybe a month ago.
At
maybe.
Least, yeah.
When
during
he
the
was
show?
No, when he was so sweet and dropped me off at my house.
Oh yeah.
And I said something about upcoming shows, and I said, "Well, you realize that." He wants us there on the night of the election. And he looked at me and said, "Excuse me?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I said, "It's a Tuesday. And that's just what you do." And we both were like, because that's just not what I mean, I seriously sit there and I'm typically by myself. And I just want to focus on the TV and watch the returns and be able to react how I want.
I mean, I figure probably I'll get home from work next week. You said 9:15. I'll be home a little bit before that if it happens at 9:15. But I won't be able to watch the whole night. I mean, if I could, I would be off the whole day watching. Just
I gave away my call. I was supposed to be on call, and I gave away my shift because I'm like, I'm not going to.
But in 2008, you better believe I was, you know, closing down Charlie's at 2:15 a.m. Celebrating that. So,
I had a party, and they called it before everybody had arrived because I was going by 2004 because they were rigging machines in Ohio. Right.
But in 04, that's where I think I started kind of, that's why in 08 I was by myself. Because in 04, we knew John Kerry was going to win.
And everyone did.
We were.
But Romney's family owns those voting machines that mysteriously switched votes in Ohio.
Okay.
Like, not to keep a conspiracy theory going, but the specific machines that they use in Ohio, Romney's family is an investor in that company. And the exit polls, CBS's exit polls, all said CBS, and I can't remember who the other one was, if it was CNN or if it was one other news group, all their exit polls said that Kerry had won Ohio by like a large margin, like large enough for them to call it. And when the precincts were reporting, they're like, how is Bush ahead?
Okay.
And that's when they came out with like, and they erased they can't recount the votes because they delete them immediately. Like, it's online. It's a legitimate news story that Romney's family owns those, that they're Republican controlled. And they had in the poorer sections of town, they had people waiting like 11 hours to vote. But in the rich parts of Ohio,
you get right in and get out.
Like, there was all kinds of voter fraud in Ohio being perpetrated.
Well, what do you guys think about? Because I was trying to be not paranoid, but I had to take. Did I talk about this last week? No, I don't think so. I had to take my friend Mario to the airport on Wednesday morning last week or Thursday morning, something like that. And he's like, "Hey," and he's not one to follow politics, but he saw. Did you see about this? The literature that went out that had the wrong date printed in Spanish.
Yes, not once, but twice.
And I'm like, what a horrible mistake. And he's like, do you really think it was a mistake? Right. And I'm like, I hope to God it was because I cannot. To me, I guess I just don't have faith in people to be so calculating and oh. Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, listener, what we're talking about is
Faithful listener.
The Secretary of State or the Recorder's Office, whoever it is that puts out the voter literature, sent out a lot of mailers to Spanish-speaking households, advertising the election as November 8th, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oops. Then, a week later, they discovered, a bunch of bookmarks went out to all the libraries around town. Mm-hmm. English on one side with November 6th.
The correct date. Yep.
Spanish on the other side with November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And, God,
and what state were we in?
Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh, then it doesn't matter anymore, but okay.
But well, they were talking about Arpaio's re-election battle, like the big
thing.
It does.
Yeah.
It's huge. So,
so I hate to believe that election officials, and I don't mean, you know, people pulling the strings. I mean, like, the people who work in the elections office,
who
a lot of times they're not really partisan, would be involved in something like this.
Well, there was something that I had found on here on the internet about 12 ways that your vote threats to your vote or something.
Yeah.
And the other piece to the incorrect dates here was that Arpaio's campaign also dispatched a robocall suggesting it was illegal for some for people.
It's
to
not
have
the
someone,
first time they've done that either.
Okay, for someone to drop off your early voting ballot to election officials, which it's not illegal
and they
for them
are,
to drop it off.
There have been stories also, not from this state, about someone going around saying, hey, we're offering to take your ballot to old people's homes.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know if this was one side or the other, to be honest with you, but just election fraud in general. Hey, we're going to take your ballots and go drop them off.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's help you out.
Yeah,
let me help you out. They're talking votes by phone that in Florida, Virginia, and Indiana, people have received calls erroneously telling them that they don't need to show up at the polls on election day because they can vote by phone.
Right.
And that these people are actual election officials. The Virginia State Board of Elections is currently looking into that, Secretary of State's office in Indiana. But, I mean, it's that kind of ridiculous. The intimidating billboards, you guys have seen those, haven't you? Voter fraud.
Yeah.
all of that. And oddly, those are usually in the poorer areas. Phony letters, official-looking letters saying that they may be ineligible to vote.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And robocalls to people, for whatever reason, hey, you're not eligible to vote because you owe late taxes, you know, whatever it is kind of thing.
And they take their chances that it might be true.
Yeah, because they're freaked out. They're like, oh, my God.
Well, and they talked when you were saying as far as they might owe back taxes or something. There's also they haven't seen it yet this year, but police warnings where they warn them that if you have falsely claiming that you can't vote if you have unpaid traffic tickets or owe child support.
Yeah, they did that. They did that in Florida in 00 and 04. That they were doing the police there, listing all the things that they might catch you for.
In 2000 in Florida, I mean, that's where all that shit went crazy.
Yeah. Carl and Rove. Ladies and gentlemen, Carl Rove.
A lot of it was, I mean, there were the hanging Chad situation, but a lot
dangling.
Of what went
Wasn't
down
it a dangling Chad?
In Florida was these were these lies about people, you know, you can't vote, or if you vote, you're going to get arrested because you have this going on in your background, so you might as well stay home. I mean, there was just a lot of that fucking shit going on.
This
because they paid such close attention to the polls. And I remember reading the night before, because I used to get USA Today delivered every day for years. But I remember the day before in the USA Today looking at the polling number and it being like 49.8 to 49.9. And I'm like, Christ, they're expected. And I didn't think it was close because I thought, who would vote for this retard?
Right.
Like, I looked at George Bush, and I'm sorry, that is the right use of the word retard.
Yeah.
I thought, who in their right mind would vote for a baseball manager with no experience whatsoever versus the vice president in a time of prosperity? Like,
I
was like, it can't possibly be that close. So when it came down to it, and that's when I really started studying the Electoral College, then I was like, holy shit, they knew, like, what county it was going to come down to for those votes. They knew right where to manipulate. And now Palm Beach County.
Oh, I thought it was Palm
Fucked up the, they have unreadable ballots. All the early ballots were unreadable. So they have a Democrat and a Republican sitting together having to hand count all the early ballots.
Wow.
Because they were fucked up. So the place that fucked it up the first time, the worst.
We're doing it again.
Already did it, and they did it with 50-some thousand ballots or 20-some thousand ballots.
I don't know how many, but think about how ridiculous that 2000 election was. Palm Beach County, which I don't know, 90% old Jewish people, went for Buchanan.
You know,
that was how fucked up it was. And nobody said, this seems odd.
Right.
Well, actually, a lot of people did. But you know what I mean? It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Really unrelated to what?
And a Supreme Court completely stacked by a Bush. Wow. Like, come on.
Did you see there's a picture that came out today. I only saw it today. You may have seen it previous. On Facebook that shows a Romney Ryan hat and an Obama hat and the labels on the hat as to where they're made. Mm-hmm. The Romney Ryan hat clearly says made in China and the Obama hat proudly made by Union Wear made in the USA.
Right.
Like, really? They're outsourcing all their shit. Yeah, we're going to find
jobs.
That's going to be my
moment of zen for tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to tag the few Republicans.
I have a moment of zen for you.
Oh.
Just in case anybody gets Entertainment Weekly at home.
Oh, religiously.
Okay.
It's like a Bible.
I have done this. This is probably the third time that I've done this. Let my subscription run out. I go without for a few months because they keep like, you
and
need to
renew. And
then
take advantage of the amazing
and
deal
then
they
today,
get.
Today, I got that email today.
Oh.
1 year for $20. Boom. Because if you do that, because you know, when your subscription runs out, they're like, hey, $54.95 for 6 months, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'll keep waiting. And this is like the fourth email finally. I'm like, bam, I'm on it.
I've done it twice where I've gone for the $20 for a year.
Florida election 2000, Supreme Court, Ryan Romney.
It's not what I was going to say, but the brilliance of this, though, is that Obama has been working the electoral map, the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
And your questions about it, the reason that they're so key to it, and if you don't watch Real Time with Bill Maher, first off, charge your mother more rent and get fucking HBO. Bill Maher this week was brilliant beyond reason, and he had Michael Steele, the former head of the Republican National Party. He had a woman from she's a writer, and I keep wanting to say the Economist, but I'm not sure, but conservative.
Yeah.
Then she had then the other guest was Spitzer from
Elliot.
Elliot Spitzer,
Elliot
former
Spitzer.
Governor of New York. Brilliant, brilliant guy. And they're talking about, okay, if this goes, and it's starting to look like, now according to this odds maker that I was reading today, that the chances of it going Romney popular vote, Obama Electoral College win is like less than 1%.
That's fucking ridiculous.
No, but it's possible. It's possible. And the reason, so they were saying, now, if this happens, do you think the Republicans are going to be on that bandwagon of, like, eliminate the Electoral College? And all the conservatives, absolutely not. Like, they were, like, point blank. And then Soledad O'Brien, who has the starting point on CNN, she asked the same question. She's like, will Republicans go through the roof, even though it just worked in their favor 12 years ago, will they go apeshit and say, eliminate the Electoral College? And she had even more conservatives, and they were like, absolutely not. So the best way to describe it to you, because you had asked the question, so the simplest way to describe the Electoral College to you is that when you look at the map, all the people live on the coasts. Mm-hmm. Like when the hurricanes come up from the south, they hit a certain number of people. A hurricane comes in from the east, hits a much smaller band, but affects 60 million people because everybody lives right there. So what it makes sure is that you can't stack the vote in New York and California and get everybody to vote Democrat and then win the election. It leaves the rest of the country with no real say in the election. So this way, you can vote in New York and you can vote in California, but you only get like 97 electoral college votes out of it.
Okay.
You don't get to win the election. You have to win the middle of the country, too, so that Wyoming has a delegation by state. Okay. So all of a sudden, those middle states can band together, and all of a sudden, they're worth the same as California. So you can't just wait down and just push the vote, because that's really all Obama would have to do if he wanted to win the popular vote, is just get New England, New York, the middle Atlantic states, and California to vote for him, and everyone else could go the other way, and it would make he would win by a landslide in the popular vote, but you have to win the Electoral College.
And the Electoral College is 270?
270.
And isn't he almost there?
Well, he's projected to have 277 even. This is on the Huffington Post. He's projected
They went down today to 252.
They did?
Yeah, they went down
Who
today.
Did they knock out? What state?
Ohio went back to toss-up.
Oh, it did. Okay.
But even with – he can lose Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida and still win easier than Romney can. Because they – and if you hover and you can't do it on these fucking devices, you need a computer, you just put your mouse over the state that's a toss-up. And it'll give you the projection, and it'll say, like, Ohio 49-46, and it'll say percent confidence of Obama win. Okay. And when you get to Ohio, they're at, like, 96%. When you're in Michigan, they're, like, 100%. When they get to, like, Colorado, they're, like, Obama. Mm-hmm. Now, the Republicans are all saying that Romney's going to win Colorado, and they're fairly confident. But the Huffington Post is saying that the confidence of Obama's win is, like, 71%.
Well,
like Nevada's pretty much locked up. Like Nevada's pretty much ours, but
well, here's the thing about all those toss-up states that they've identified. You know, your Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida, Colorado, what have
and
you.
New Hampshire. All of a sudden,
Romney has to win all of those. Of Obama has to lose all of those. Like if he got, I think he gets one of those and it's done.
Yeah,
one of those big ones, particularly.
Like they have to get the. That's the three we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You may have been listening. That's the 3-2-1 plan is that they have to get.
Was it when I was gone?
No, maybe. The 3-2-1 plan is they have every state that's normally Republican that Obama won in 08. Okay. They have to switch back. Then they have to do Ohio and Florida. That's the two.
Okay.
And then they have to do one other swing state, which is New Hampshire, Colorado, Nevada, I think one of those three.
Okay.
So they have to win Ohio, Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, Indiana, and all these things. So once it comes down, like if that night it comes across and they say the god-awful words, Romney takes Pennsylvania, the election's over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Romney won.
Okay.
If Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, any of those states, any of the Rust Belt states – go Romney,
okay.
Show's over. He won. If he wins any of those unexpected ones, if they say, like, at 9:15, we're going to call Ohio for Obama, election's over.
Okay.
We're done. Virginia is not as close as anyone is pretending it is. It's pretty much Obama's. If they say Virginia is Obama's, Romney's done. Like, okay. There are certain states, that's why I say they're going to call it early, and they may hold off on saying it's over. But as soon as Virginia votes, Ohio votes, Michigan, Minnesota, the Rust Belt, as soon as the Rust Belt gets finished and those little mid-Atlantic states, this is the first time that Florida is really not important.
Yeah, it's
fine. Everyone's pretty much kind of conceded Florida to, like, we don't give a shit.
Okay.
Like, if Obama wins any of those big ones, if Obama wins Florida, Virginia, or Ohio, it's just over. Like, the show's done. Okay. Romney can't win without those three. But we can go a long
Romney
time.
Romney can't win without all three.
All three.
That's the thing.
He has to have all three.
He has to have all three. So as soon as Obama wins one of those, show's over.
Okay.
So, but if it goes the other way, Obama has so many other paths that it'll be till Nevada till we find out, like, what's going on.
Okay.
Because he has to win, Romney has to win Nevada. Once it starts, if it starts to avalanche towards Romney and he loses Nevada, he doesn't win.
Okay.
So But I'll be here with you. Like, we'll be holding hands together and praying. Well, not because, praying, because I don't want to pray for stuff.
Well, I'll be praying. I'm trying to find that thing that you're talking about.
Oh, go to AOL.com.
Okay.
And then the Huffington Post is part of AOL.
So are we going live at 3 p.m. on
Tuesday? The polls, now, the polls close in Arizona at 7, but you're two, because the time change is going to happen soon. The time change didn't just
November
happen.
November 4th. It's on Sunday.
Okay. So we're going to be 2 hours
Saturday and a Sunday.
East Coast closing. So Florida will have closed. That's probably going to be too close to call. They're probably going to wait a while.
That's the thing is, as a result of 2000, they will not announce, they will not call states until the polls have closed out west.
Out west.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
So we don't close with California. So 8 o'clock, like last year they called it at 8:15. The polls closed in California and they called it at 8:15 because the people I invited over to watch the election.
Gays were late.
No, they called it too soon. I told people not to show up till 9 o'clock because I'm like, they're not going to call. And they called it at 8:15 because it was a landslide.
Nope.
But no one was expecting a landslide because they said it was close. They were doing this whole, it's a minute away. Don't stop.
I remember where I was when they announced that. I was, and I know, I remember the time.
You're talking in 2000 or 04?
Oh, 04, I'm sorry. 04, I remember I was standing.
Well, in 2000, it was Christmas.
Right, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right, exactly.
And I remember where I was for that, too. I was in L.A.
Yeah.
But no, for 04, I remember being, or excuse me, 08, I remember, double it, add 30, yeah, metric. Okay, 08, I'm wrong on my years. I remember I was at the salon, and I remember they had cut away for a commercial, and they were analyzing, NBC was analyzing everything, 9 weeks to Sunday, and they came back from commercial, and I remember Brian Williams said, "There will be children in the White House again," and I was like, and they walked out. And that was it. I'm like, I didn't expect them because they weren't saying, "Well, coming right back, we're going to announce."
Yeah. Blah, blah. Yeah.
No, they just literally came right out of commercial, and I guess everybody.
Oh no, CNN did it. CNN was like, "And we're waiting for breaking news."
Well, you know what
But it was a landslide. Like when he won Florida and Ohio, which they knew.
Huh.
They knew at 5 p.m. our time that because Ohio wasn't close.
No.
But he had swept so far over that they were like, it's done.
So this is just while I'm looking for this Electoral College thing. Is a Romney-Biden White House possible?
Yeah, yes. I know. It's like, come on.
And I was like, what? I've never heard that.
That's a lot of fun because if Romney wins.
If there's a tie in the Electoral College.
Right. We'll get to that. By the the way that we're talking about how Romney has to win everything to get to that number, he's only going to get to like 271. And so whoever wins Maine gets 3, and then you go by district to get the other one. And Nebraska is the other state where whoever wins Nebraska gets a certain amount, but if you win certain counties, you get a couple more. So they divide out their electoral college.
Okay.
So with that, McCain got 4 and Obama got 1 in Nebraska. So if that happened again with this situation, the 269 scenario is really easy to get to with the way the toss-ups work. If they get to 269 each, then the House votes for president, and the House is Republican, so they would elect Romney.
Okay.
And then the Senate elects the vice president.
Okay.
So the Senate, being Democratic, would elect.
Got it.
Interesting. Biden. So that's the tie. But I can't remember who is it that does it like that. I think the NewYorkTimes.com, you can play around and move the states around in the bubble, and you can make a tie like 8 different ways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But because Romney's only going to eke out a win. Like, he won't win in a landslide. He'll win like Bush did in 2000, where it'll be like 271 to 269.
So he won't really win. They'll just say he did.
Right.
Yeah.
But Bush, that's how Bush won. He won 271 to 269. So if Nebraska had thrown their one vote over, if fucking Gore could have won his own goddamn home state of Tennessee.
Right.
But unfortunately, they're very concerned about blowjobs in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well.
That whole where I was in 2004, I think we've talked about that before. Where I was just like, what? I mean, I went out and I partied. That's why now I just like to stay.
Oh, I was telling people in 2004, I'm like, Kerry's got this locked up.
Yeah, how do you vote? Like, we knew the war was fake. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew he lied about the war.
Look at who would vote for this guy to return him to office.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the polls. I'm like, look at these. Even if you think the popular vote's going to be close, look at all the states Kerry's going to win. I was so convinced.
Yeah. But that one was Ohio. And Bush never won either one by a landslide.
No.
He won. Ohio was what he won by.
But Bush had a larger lead in the Electoral College than popular vote. Or wait, did I have that backwards? Yeah, no. Popular vote was fairly close with Bush and Kerry.
No, but the Electoral College was only Ohio. That was the difference.
Sure?
Yeah, if Kerry had won Ohio, he would have won.
Like, oh, I didn't Florida know, I didn't was think
the was that close. Yeah, it was not far off. Okay. It was off whatever
Ohio
is, like 28 or something.
That whole thing was 18. Bullshit.
Ohio was like 18. But the good news is everyone is predicting that with the Hispanic population, with the dislike of Arpaio, that if it doesn't happen in this presidential cycle, in 2016 we will be the swing state. We will we will be inundated. And if you've been watching, there was actually a president yesterday. Oh no, I was watching CNN. I thought I was watching something local. Because I was like a commercial for president. What is right. wrong here? Like, why am I seeing this?
I don't that whole Arpaio piece. Do you guys really think that? How do you think that'll go?
I'm not optimistic.
No,
I mean I've been again like in 2004 when I'm like, how could anyone return this guy to the Oval Office? Sure. I always think that about Joe Arpaio. I'm like, look at his record.
But it's the and national particularly, kind of thing, isn't it? There's a lot of money coming in.
Yeah. Oh. Particularly look at his record from the last few years, where it's not just he's been a horrible sheriff and a racist sheriff. Look at what he's cost to the county. Look at what he's botched.
Sure.
Look at his civil rights violations that have come down. I mean, like, there's no doubting. I mean,
and then he's
the DOJ.
And the birther movement. Like, why
and the birther movement. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I want to think, how could anybody return this guy to the post of sheriff?
Well, same thing with Jan Brewer, though.
Exactly.
I mean, there was no way. And that's why when everybody said, oh, she's not getting it, I'm like, just remember 04.
Yeah.
You know, just go and vote. No apathy. Mm-hmm. Go and vote.
Here's the little shitty kicker is that, and Mark Martinez gave me this bit of information, the third candidate in the election for sheriff is really a patsy Republican.
Yeah.
Oh.
Running as a libertarian.
He loaned himself the money and he did the minimum amount with no publicity so that what they want you to do is they want you to vote for anybody that's not Arpaio and he'll get the majority vote. He'll win because people will be like, well, I don't know either one of these two.
That's what Russell Pierce was trying to do when he was up for recall.
Yeah. Was have somebody just throw themselves in. But now that plays into New Hampshire and like two other states. There's a green candidate and a libertarian candidate that's running for president. They were trying to keep off the ballot in several states because they're going to siphon votes off of Romney.
Okay.
Like there's one candidate that's in like two states that might siphon from Obama, but I think his name is Johnson. And this Johnson guy is the Romney alternative for conservatives. And they're saying they fought really hard and they failed everywhere they went. Like every voting initiative that they've tried to like fuck up the election, they've lost all of them. And the Supreme Court decides November 26th, they announce whether or not they're going to
hear the case
on DOMA.
Okay.
And if they decide no, then the lower ruling stands and California marriage is legal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which, I mean,
that throws it back to states' rights.
I think it's a no-brainer because if they decide no, it goes back to the lower court's ruling. If they decide to take it, the Supreme Court, for as much as they might want to go with politics, this is a cut-and-dried issue.
Yeah.
And if they decide to hear the case, in my opinion, they have no other option with this. You know,
because
I mean?
They're going to hear the same case. Ted Olson is still doing it. And Ted Olson, fucking pig. Mm-hmm. He's still campaigning for Romney. He was on a talk show the other day campaigning for Romney. I'm like, you are the lawyer for Prop 8.
Okay.
Ted Olson, he was the Solicitor General in 2001. His wife used to be on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, mm-hmm. my personal idol, and Susan Olson, I think her name was. She died in September 11th.
Cindy Brady.
Yeah, so maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, that may be where I heard that from.
Susan Olson's still alive.
But Ted Olson was the Solicitor General. Well, anyways, Bush, and he fought Bush v. Gore in the Supreme Court and got Bush elected president. Now he is the solicitor for Prop 8, but he's fighting on our team.
Okay.
So Very interesting thing. But his wife died in the plane that hit the Pentagon, coming back from a taping of. We got to Google her because she was a lot of fun. She was a great guest. Not on our show, but on.
No. No. Maybe someday.
Not yet.
We don't
not
have
yet.
Guests on this no. show.
We'd have to pay them, I think.
Probably.
Don't you?
Probably. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So Ted Olson is handling it. Theodore Olson. So that everybody feels betrayed by him, and he's, you know, Justice Roberts, that I don't know if you guys heard this story, if you saw his interview where he was talking about the Affordable Care Act, okay. Obamacare. He said that he knew that they would brand his court completely biased if Obamacare came through and got rejected out of hand.
Okay.
Like, he knew that as the what do they call him? The
Chief Justice
of the Supreme Court, that there was no chance of ever anyone ever taking the Supreme Court seriously again if they rejected Obamacare. So he kept asking the questions to get it to lean towards a tax so he could justify it, and that they knew, that Scalia knew and Kennedy knew immediately how he was voting, and they worked the entire time to change his vote. But he said, he's like, there's no way we can reject Obamacare without looking like we're a political body, like we lose all bias. So I'm thinking that's going to happen with this, especially with Olson, who knows all of them because he's been arguing in front of all of them for years. Barbara Olson was a passenger on the hijacked American Airlines Flight 77 that crashed into the Pentagon, and he had to tell her because that was one of the famous phone calls of her calling saying, I'm on a crash plane, and he had to make the decision whether to not to tell her. And he's like, they've crashed planes into the World Trade Center. Both World Trade Centers are hit. You're probably going to die. So he had to tell her.
Oh, my God.
He made the decision. So anyways, he's our new advocate, and he is a terrorist to the Republican Party right now because this was their standard bearer. He was they were expecting him to be the attorney for Prop 8 on the other side, and he said he couldn't do it. He just could not justify discrimination.
Interesting.
Okay.
As conservative as he is, and as much of an evil human as he was on many topics,
sure.
He decided that there is a line in the sand, and he needed to be on the right side of it. So he will be arguing. So if it's, and he's staying, like,
wow.
So they decide November. I think they hear the arguments November 21st, and they have to make a decision by the 26th.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, one reason the Supreme Court might not hear the case is because, so they can refer, because if they hear the case and rule, that's the law of the land.
Right.
So.
But if they don't, they send it to states' rights.
It's California. This is just for you guys, all
right? Right.
And then from there.
That's the pussy move.
From there, it's probably going to go the route of the full faith and credit clause, and there's going to be a lawsuit regarding that. And it's going to take several more years, obviously.
But I think Tim's very political now all of a sudden, too, because Tim's now, his boyfriend is now in the military.
Okay.
And they're doing their thing in the military. He wants to be a military wife. People are fighting for benefits now. Now we're in. Now we want the full benefits. So that's the other place where it's going to turn into discrimination. So if it doesn't come up out of Prop 8, it's going to come from Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which I don't think anybody really saw coming. I think that's the one
that's kind of the backdooring.
That's the raw dog way in.
Yeah, no pun intended.
I have another raw dog way, and I have been saying this for years because I had so many opportunities over the years to learn about, you know, some of the gay or gay friendly churches who, you know, are so opening and welcoming and whatnot. And I've thought for years, this is the angle you really need to go with, because everyone's preaching, you know, we're a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And
they only
found
the Judeo in there so they can win Florida in an election. Right. Like,
however, I really think if, you know, more of our churches, and God, I'm not saying they're bad for not doing so, but you know what? You're being discriminated against because your church accepts same-sex relationships and you will marry same-sex couples, but your church is being discriminated against because you're told that these are not legal, but why, if your church thinks it's okay, shouldn't you be able to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I always thought that would be the way that this would eventually go is that the churches would step up and say, no, we want our religious freedom, and our religious freedom says gay marriage is okay. And you owe us that because you preach religious freedom all the time.
Right.
And that's I really thought that's where it could and should go. But it never did, and I was always kind of surprised.
And I was always like, this is the, and it was the wrong battle. It was forced on us by the Republicans. Like, nobody was fighting for marriage rights until the Republicans mm-hmm. got a bee in their bonnet and decided to, like, put just to piss people off. Yeah. Like, if you don't vote Republican, gays might want to get married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what started the argument. It wasn't coming from. It wasn't coming from our side.
Sure.
No one was really thinking about it.
It was these bans coming up and the Defining Marriage Act.
Yeah.
That's where they,
in the 90s of like, wait a minute, the Pat Buchanans and all those people were kept talking about gay marriage, and finally gay people were like, wait a minute, we might want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like, you keep saying you're going to deny us something we weren't asking for, but hold on a minute.
And this may be something that I'm only paying attention to now because somebody put it in front of my face, but... The idea
penis?
That, no, that
candy
was a long
corn
time
ice cream.
Ago. Long time ago. No. Not the candy corn
denied.
Ice cream. Yes. But the idea that separation of church and state bit, right? And but that they're not taxed.
Don't get started, I'm sure.
No, but I mean, it's just like I'm just seeing that and I'm all of a sudden
Do you
like,
know how much money?
I'm
oh
like,
my God.
Wait a minute. Why is that? Because they can donate to all of these things and, you know, do all this.
But they're not supposed to. And that was the point. And I think Doug Wilkie gave me the date. I want to say it's like in the 1850s or 1860s that they started it didn't start off that churches couldn't be taxed. But the thing was, is they were apolitical. Okay. So as long as they stayed out of the political fray, they could be tax-free because they were this all goodness and light committee.
Omnipotent.
Yeah. No, that's well, that's not what omnipotent means, but right. I like your effort.
Sounded good.
It does. Yes. You're on the right course.
Are you still here?
Yeah.
I got to shut the show down.
I just cut myself on something. So anyways, that's a new thing, but now as it comes up more and more that they are offering opinions in elections, and when you find out that the whole Prop 8 thing took place through church groups exclusively, they went Mormon churches to black churches. Sure. And that part is racist. That was my big beef with Obama, is I did not want a religious black man in the White House because I'm like, there is no one more anti-gay than a religious black man.
Right.
Okay.
Like, that's...
Because the black people only... Or black guys only have... but there's a big thing, and now I'm going to interject, buddy.
Just in the black churches, though, you know.
No, there's a big stigma with the black culture of black men and gay because it's a subservient thing. It's there's a whole.
I just found out that segment of it recently earlier this year, and I was shocked at their perspective
of gays.
On gays.
Yeah.
And it's not anything. It's just the role of being fucked up. The ass.
And you and you all think I don't pay attention.
No, I do.
I'm very impressed. That's why I'm like, what?
So it is. It's a subservient role that they think that it's kind of like male rape to them. That's how they think of it.
It's very similar in Latino culture as well.
Yeah.
But what
kills me is how many fucking black and Mexican Mos there are. Jesus, they're everywhere. Do they
on
not
the
see
DL,
that?
But it's all on the DL.
Oh my God, not the Latinos. I don't know about the blacks, but my God, the Latinos.
But we're gonna say we're
holy
gonna,
God.
We're just gonna say it out loud, and that's the problem with the spread of HIV.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Because they're denying it's happening, so they're not listening to the information.
No, I agree with you. But I'm just saying, Carnival Latino and all the club.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the outflamers. We're talking about because like I worked at APAS for a few years, and I saw these Mexican women coming in with their husbands because she tested positive,
and you'd see them at the
club. They had to come in. No, but they had to come in for services, and you find out a little bit more. Oh, she tested positive, and then found out that he had been fooling around on the side,
right?
Yeah,
without
the deal.
I mean, so and that was so prevalent.
Right,
so
and I'm sure, and I don't deny that that's probably still going on.
So I mean,
that's
the thing is, but now, and what we've been talking about for weeks, and you may remember this if you listened, is that we're saying that now the big deal is that Obama comes out in favor of gay marriage, and all of a sudden you have these people in the black churches going, well, if he's okay with it and saying it's okay,
right, I've heard
and
that,
now the athletes come out, and there you've got these athletes coming out, and you've got people watching sports going, well, if they're okay with it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, And the point maybe isn't marriage, or the point is just admit what you're doing and keep everybody safe.
Right.
Don't go out and fuck around and bring it home to the person that's unsuspecting.
But God, I've been preaching that for years, what you just said about people like politicians, athletes, anyone who has some sort of following or is in the public eye, people will respond to that and be like, oh, he thinks gay marriage is okay? Maybe I need to rethink the way I think.
Right.
You know? And I said, I posted something on Facebook last week about people, you know, do you want to be on the wrong side of history?
Right.
Do you want to be that person? And I think... Was it Wilkie who posted this comment, or somebody said it reminds him of those people. You see that old black and white footage of people protesting outside, you know, the desegregated schools or whatever.
Well, that was all being posted in regards to the Chick-fil-A thing about how they were talking about how the segregation and, you know, do you want to be on the wrong side of history? Yeah. They were showing it like from the 50s. When they, you know, the black and white water fountains and all the different, and all of a sudden, you know, it's.
And how do you think those people feel today, if they do, tell their grandchildren, I wanted to keep black and white drinking fountains.
Right.
I was out in the street.
Yeah. I marched against equality.
Is that what you want to be?
And in my post last week about what's easier to explain to your daughter later, that you voted for a Kenyan communist or you voted for the guy that wanted to redefine rape? Like, which one is going to be easier to explain later?
Mm-hmm.
Like, take your chances. If he was really a Kenyan communist Muslim Brotherhood, where really we'd be here?
Right.
With the banks getting better, the economy getting better, the jobs market getting better.
As I understand it, it all started when they were growing up in Kenya on the soccer field.
But you know what the shitty part is? You know who started this whole birther movement? Hillary's campaign.
Oh, really?
What?
Oh, that sucks. From back during the election.
Yep. During the primaries, it was Hillary's campaign
It
was a Hillary worker that started that rumor to get rid of him.
I didn't realize
when
that.
He started to become a threat after he won Iowa. It was this comes from Hillary.
Oh, man.
That's very interesting.
Yep.
Well, and you do know, point of fact, that
But primaries are the ugliest parts.
Sure.
That John McCain was not born in this country.
No, he was born in Guam.
Panama.
But he was born on a military base,
right? I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, but you're right. I mean, if you want to go that far, he technically wasn't, but...
Was not born in the
contiguous
48? Yeah.
With because
that's all there was when he was born.
Yeah.
There were 12. With
colonies.
Yeah, it was just those. No taxation without representation, I think, was his big thing.
Yeah.
But
him and was it Franklin Jefferson? Whoever the fuck said that.
So we have our Mayan calendar countdown. So the election countdown is 6 days, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So we have.
You know what's funny is we actually have a countdown clock at the bar now. I was trying to snag it to bring in here because I would have put it in here. But they're like, no, we're having a party that night. Like, shit, I want the clock.
That would make it 6 hours to make it 4 a.m. So you're saying 4 a.m. So that's...
This is saying 6 days, 2 hours, 5 minutes.
No, it's 10 hours.
Two hours.
Right.
Oh, so you're saying to election day itself.
Right.
I was trying to figure out what part of the world you're in. So in England, when they start voting for president.
They'll be like, well, yeah, so that'll be very interesting.
And then just to stay fair and balanced, I want to interrupt you. There's that thing around.
Really?
Well, he interrupted us, both of us, so he wanted to do the same thing.
No.
That's what he means by fair and balanced.
No,
yes.
There's a poll going around that everyone is quoting, and it's like all the countries in the world. Yeah. There's a poll around where all the countries in the world picked Obama over Romney.
I saw that.
What they're not telling you is that was taken last spring when Romney was not the official candidate, and they just plugged his name in for Obama versus another candidate.
Yeah, but even if it were Newt, really? Right. Newt and Mittens.
Oh,
I gotta tell you.
I think the name just makes
sense. So, how excited are you, Clayton McKee?
To be the week after?
For
the first show after the election?
Exactly. For November 11th, 6th and 7th, 13th. 13th.
Would you like a calendar?
Nope. I figured it out on my own. How excited are you for the week after Election Day?
Why do I give a shit?
So you won't have to listen to all this anymore.
Oh, no. I'm figuring that once we cross, we're good.
I wouldn't put it right. I would put it a week further than that. Because we're either going to be really celebrating or it's going to be the most miserable show ever.
Because I'm looking at really starting to hit the Christmas holidays a lot.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
No,
just hear those sleigh bells jingling.
So, right. We need a little Christmas. Yes. What I'm hoping for is that, you know, well, I realize that we're going to go through this again in 4 more years when we're still sitting here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Buddy's back.
Well, Buddy will have a new job by then.
I hope so.
I'm sorry, 2 more years because
we
got to get rid of the tea party.
Yeah. Right, no, that. But I know.
Because that's another chance to get rid of. I don't know. How long is that fucking sheriff term?
4 years.
Yeah. It's 4. Fuckers. It's 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but
isn't aren't we 2 years away from a gubernatorial?
Yes. Yep, that's what I was wondering too.
Yep.
We're off here,
and she can be reelected. Yes,
please. Yes, go
I because don't think there's term limits in Arizona.
No, there are 2. It's
but she took over in the middle of the first, over, so
right.
She can,
so it didn't count.
So she has only won 1 election,
right. Correct? Right. Which that's what's so fucked up.
Now yay! Presidential.
Give me a Territon.
Presidential is very. is very scary because it depends on where in the term you took over the presidency.
Like, because it could still be looked at as you've been there longer than you need to be.
Right. You'd have to be, you can only go 10 years. So if you're, if you're before, gotcha.
Before midterm.
Because that's why Johnson could have run another time for president because Kennedy was assassinated in 63. So he ran in 64 and he could have ran in 68. Gotcha. But because he got fucked over by the Vietnam War, like everybody else did, that he couldn't run again because of his stance on the Vietnam War. Got raw dog. But speaking of that, we lost George McGovern, who was with the biggest loser in the Electoral College history. I want to say he only won Massachusetts.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
But he was anti-Vietnam, and a year later with Watergate, he would have won by a landslide.
Okay.
So we ended up with a lot of shit because that.
So as we wrap up this hour 3 on this this week before
summer,
election,
raw dog.
So my guess is what we're going to do, if you're listening to this and you've downloaded this, as all good people should do.
Hi, Tyler.
We're gonna remain live in studio until it's announced or midnight.
Okay,
I can live with that.
Well, mm-hmm. Announced or midnight, and then
that's 2 a.m. East Coast time, and they'll give up.
Yeah. And this has been cleared?
We don't fucking care. It's record. Really? I'm a board member of this network.
I'm a board.
He built that wall.
No, because the way this is going to go is the 2 hours will remain live because nothing is broadcast after us on this night. We can be live and that's fine. Okay. We'll be good with this. And I realize that I'm telling you this to people who are going to be listening to this later. Right. But no, what'll happen is I will cut it up later so for the rebroadcast or for the download.
Oh, okay,
no,
that's what it is.
We'll just remain live. Just remain live.
Okay.
And the funniest
thing. But I think we should push that all week as your gay alternative for news.
We'll be live all week and I will work news. On getting a monitor of some sort in here so we can see like CNN live and results.
And then we should each take a network.
I think that's a good idea.
Like someone should take CNN, someone should take
MSNBC. We can read their tickers. We can read their tickers.
And then someone should say, I'll take Fox. I don't mind.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll take CNN.
Okay.
And we'll see who calls it and what goes on.
Sure.
We'll watch live at home to the last possible second. So go on.
So wait, who's going to be here next week?
Well, we're not sure yet.
You sounded horrible all night.
All right, so last thing. Who do you think's going to win?
I'm praying that it's
No, but who do you think's going to win?
I think we're good. I think we're good. I think we're solid.
I'm predicting Obama.
Obama. Confidently.
I think we're solid on this. And oddly, the October surprise, Hurricane Sandy. So because right now Obama's looking very presidential. Yeah. We're gonna get this done and this done and this done.
No bureaucracy, no red tape. You call me personally.
Have you noticed that's Romney's new thing now? That's what they're doing is the cleanup kind of stuff.
Right.
So
we'll talk about this more
too late.
Next week. Join us for Election Day right here on Q Talk America. Good night.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.